The woman who sits and takes your payment in the supermarket, she cannot harm your life very much if she doesn't like you. But the one who sits in the tech company with access to your data, even if there are ethical codes for not accessing this or that person, but somebody who has a grudge against you for whatever reason, your ex-wife or your ex-husband or who wants to stalk, they can find out anything about you if they work in that tech company. And that's the problem, that once you give human beings with their good and bad characteristics access to harm other human beings in an infinite manner, it will be abused. And we need somehow to put names on that access to somehow even safeguard the normality of our lives.
Just to be clear, it's not legal for someone to peer into your personal data. Just,
but there's so many things that are not legal, but if it's possible and easily possible, it will be done, which is what is happening.
But, you know, I think a concept we haven't touched upon is this concept of trust, right? I mean, we do cede trust to institutions that we trust, right? Like we hand over our medical records to our doctors.
And they're being hacked. Nowadays, they're being bloody hacked, all these things, because they're accessible. It's illegal to hack. But isn't it every single day, credit card numbers, social security numbers, medical records, so are being hacked everywhere
in the world. I mean, we have to fight technology with technology. So it's always, you know, I think there's a bit of a bias here because, of course, you hear all the bad examples. But, of course, there's also all the online fraud that you never hear about, that machine learning systems are actively fighting to prevent fraud in financial transactions and whatnot. So I think we need to fight technology with technology, right? So, you know, we're going to have to use...
But the solution is, who are we? You say we have to... Mark Zuckerberg was the one that weaponized his data set almost totally legally. There was no repercussion, really. We saw what happened with Cambridge Analytica. I do not include Mark Zuckerberg in the we that must fight that, because he used, and I'm sure that Google is doing this too, Palantir certainly is doing it in the Middle East. Our governments are doing it in association with Amazon. They are using every trick in the digital book by which to survey us, by which to usurp us, by which to manipulate us and to modify our behavior. So, you know, the question is, is there going to be a democratic control of that? What you are describing now as the legal system is utterly geared towards ensuring that the demos is kept out of our democracies.
Sure. But, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's, okay, I mean, he's a very powerful person, but he's just one person, right?
He's not one person. He's the head of Meta.
Okay, but he doesn't build a system.
And just because he was caught, and some of your bosses haven't been caught yet,
I mean, for example,
doesn't make them innocent.